25th, 2012. We've got the administrative portion of the agenda.
I move past with consent.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Special matters, B1, public input process. Scott.
Just wanted to discuss a little bit about the public input process when we receive information from consumers on cases.
Can I just set it up?
Would you please?
Scott and I had a very good discussion about, you know, the routine inquiries come in about somebody's got a problem with their telephone or their meter or something, and Scott takes those and delves them out and files them away. But when we start getting phone calls, he starts getting phone calls in from a case that's closed, and people want to submit more information. They're expecting answers back from us, and you know, we tell them at the hearings that this is a part of the record. Once the record's closed, we can't take information, but we still get it in. And I just wanted to clarify that a little bit for all of us, is that how we deal with that, because it seems like we've had a lot more of those, and I anticipate it continues, that folks want us to do something with the information they give them. And do we need to have a response back from legal that says, thank you for this is public input, the record is closed? Just some kind of parameters for Scott to follow, because he's getting in a tough spot, I think, in a lot of these.
I think you're right. I mean, I think it's a communication issue more than anything, an expectation issue is what it is. I mean, the law can't change, obviously.
But you don't know, unless you're tracking all the cases, what all these calls are from, I suppose.
Well, I mean, they state in there what their issues are with. The problem I have in the gray area that I've fallen into recently is when they will email saying, can you make sure the commissioners read this? And I respond going, you know, the case has been closed. It had to be at the formal hearing to be on the record. I have a public input file that I can put it in, and then that's available for staff to review. And then I get it back going, no, can you confirm the commissioners read this before the work session? And I basically repeat the same lingo going, it's there and available, but I can't walk up and say, Commissioner Polk, you need to read this.
It's ex parte.
It's, yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
So
that's the problem.
Thoughts here? Legal mind?
Well, the only thought that I have is that theoretically you can look at it and say to yourself, do I want this to be added to the record? Is this relevant or important enough or something that should be in the record that I want to consider? And then you go through the steps of adding it. And so
I was thinking more of a response that says, listen, we acknowledge this, the record is closed, it goes in public input file, almost like a boilerplate that Scott has, because people get really upset.
Yeah.
And to have the same answer going back, I think, would be helpful.
And that's doable. That's certainly doable. But I think there's still a question of, I guess it's staff's job to determine if there's something there that should be brought to the commission's attention and asked, okay, now we've learned these things, you may want to consider this before the decision. And you make that decision like we have the last couple weeks on some other cases. But we can give a standard letter back.
I just thought it was worthwhile to discuss to make sure you two are on board with that thought process, because even Scott doesn't know which staff to go to sometimes.
So. Right. I guess the lead staff on the case, you know, whoever that is.
Does that help at all, Scott?
I have templates from writing back, very similar to what we write before.
I guess the point, too, is that when someone gets a response from the PSC, they assume that's the commission response, even if it's just an email back from anybody saying, yep, right, Commissioner so-and-so read this. Well, that we can get ourselves in trouble with that, because it's not accurate, for one thing, and it can't happen. That's the
right.
The
and I don't know how we're going to fix that. If you get an email, you read it enough, you've read it enough just to give it to us. You know, at that point, I don't know how we're going to fix that, but we can certainly respond about the record being closed. We can develop a standard response on that. Okay.
All right. B2, FCC required telco tariff changes.
I just wanted to inform the commission that we'll be receiving a flurry of tariff filings because of the FCC required requirement that the telcos reduce their switch access rates halfway between the interstate rate and the intrastate rate. Okay. And so those are all, of course, according to the FCC, are supposed to be in effect July 1. We need 30 days in advance of any filings from companies that we regulate, 20 days in advance of any filings that we get from companies that are under price cap. And we may have to, we may end up having a special meeting in some situations, depending on when the tariffs get filed and how quickly we can act.
It's on the companies to file these tariffs.
It is.
Just like the three we did today, there should have been 20 of those.
And has information gone out to all the companies just so they understand that?
Well, I believe they are aware because they have a consultant working for the majority of the companies. And the FCC order, of course.
Besides CenturyLink.
How many are price cap? Yeah. Well, let's see. We have approximately 40 ILEX, and we have, I don't even know how many CLEX we have right now, but of the 40 ILEX incumbent local exchange companies, there are about 18 of them that are under rate of return regulation.
Okay.
And those are the ones we'll have to act on their tariff filings.
Well, you and I talked about this, and you had some drop dead dates that we had to do something by. I think that once we get those dates come, we take what we have, and we need a special meeting, we do it.
Yeah, we figured out the dates that we would need to meet in order to, for those tariffs to be in effect by July 1st. There are some other, I've seen what some of the other states are doing is just saying, they're just saying those rates will go into effect July 1st and they'll handle any hearings after that. That's one option. Another option is the state has said you will not be able to charge your existing switched access rates come July 1 if you don't have your new tariff on file here. And then they'll be retroactive. The new rates will be retroactive when we figure out what the rates would be.
Would it be possible, rather than to kind of leave it to them individually and in consulting with their consultant and potentially having them filing in different dates, so on and so forth, and then having us have to hurry up and do special meetings and whatnot, just send a note to the whole list and say, if you want us, if you're a price cap company and you want us to be able to act by this meeting, then you need to have your stuff in by this date.
We won't even
at that. If they miss the deadline, then they may get it acted on at the next regular commission meeting. But
We could send for the price cap companies, their rates go into effect and without commission action. It's the rate of return company.
Or I'm sorry, I meant rate of return.
So we could write to all the companies, either rate of return or price cap, and indicate how this is going to work and tell them the sooner the better that they
I'd actually
make the
set
filings.
A date. Yeah, I would set a hard date because I just worry that we're going to get one day and then 3 days later, we forgot about them. They send it in, and all of a sudden you're trying. I just don't want to have a series of special meetings to deal with these in small batches. I'd rather. If we have to have a special meeting, we do one.
Okay. The only way that we'll be able to actually, because of the time frame and the 30 days notice on companies that we regulate on a rate of return basis, there's no way that we'll make it by July 1 unless we shorten the time frames, like the 30-day time frame. I don't know if we can shorten that notice. For good cause, I guess we can, so.
But it's their fault. They're delinquent getting them in on time now. So, it's like what you're saying, we're delinquent. We're not. They should have turned this stuff in a long time ago. I like Tony's idea of getting a letter out and say, give us your stuff by this date, and then we'll act on it. And if you don't, then this is where we're at.
Yeah, and I don't even mind making a determination that it's good cause. I mean, maybe something like this, it's a big enough change where it probably is, and it's tied up in a lot of FCC issues. But if we make a good cause determination, we shorten it, we should do it once. With one meeting date in mind as opposed to just on an ad hoc basis with 18 different companies.
Okay. We will put that together.
Okay. Thanks. D3 has been withdrawn.
Just a thought on that. Does that need full commission vote to send that letter out, Pat, or can one person just sign that? I mean, can you put that together, these gentlemen review it, and then I sign it and send it out, or do we have to have a... We don't have to have any.
Or staff or whoever.
Yeah. Just so you don't have to wait
preference.
On us. Okay.
If you want.
All right.
Just staff or or portfolio holder?
It doesn't matter to me.
Either one's fine.
Just put it together and we'll figure it out, Pat.
Okay.
Okay. Darn, I was looking forward to the B3 discussion, too.
Yeah, we got that worked out. I had to get tough.
That's what I hear. Rumors somewhere. B4. Possible need for outside legal counsel. Grain insolvencies. I put this one on, and Alana sent a memo yesterday so we can get caught up on it. Why don't we run through that really quickly, because we've got...
I did it sitting on my desk, but it's, I know it.
The first one on the list was Mitchell.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to put this on, too, but we had a conversation yesterday afternoon, late afternoon with Doug, and I wanted to wait till after that. We don't have a pending filing in Mitchell right now, and so that particular deadline has been removed because we concluded we can wait. We are working on the report for Grabansky, and I think we will have plenty of time to do that, and that doesn't need any outside counsel. There is a hearing scheduled already. It's June the 21st, I think.
For the final trustee report.
Right. So we don't want to have to extend that unless absolutely necessary. Anderson, things change hourly on that. I've had 3 or 4 conversations with one of the attorneys this morning already. And there's some, in general, there are some things going on outside the commission that may change how Anderson proceeds. I did talk with Doug about handling Anderson as the first, the primary responsible attorney for it. And he has a little bit of a lull in his cases, and he may be able to do that. And so we scheduled a time to meet with him next week for a more in-depth review, after which he will determine if he has the time to respond. And at that time, we are going to be going over these other pending questions, like the formal response to the Gust letter and the new license for Legomax, in conjunction with him getting a very in-depth background on the case to determine if he can handle it. So there are 2 or 3 or 4 pending steps in that case, but they won't be ready for any action until next week. But we're on top of it, and I've talked to Gus and explained to him that we're meeting with somebody from the AG's office. We may be getting outside counsel. He understands that the letter would come after that.
Doug can give you a better sense of this, but my own personal preference is to let's not worry too much about trying to get by on the cheap with Anderson C. To me, the liabilities are so big, the complexity of it, but also the potential to, if we can be fairly aggressive in our legal stance, to go out and get extra money, I think it may be worth our while to try to do that. And, if Doug feels like he can only... this may be a big project, and if he doesn't feel that he can do that alone, or if it makes sense to get Doug and someone else so that we can put on the full court press to try to get as much money into that trust as we can, I think it's worth it. We've got plenty of money in salary, and if we have to, I know it has to come out of operating, but if we have to go to the emergency commission and say, look, to me that's a totally legitimate thing to go to the emergency commission to do. It's really... Okay. Salary dollars by another means. So I wouldn't hesitate to be fairly aggressive in how we budget for that. But I'd be interested in what Kevin and
Brian. I guess we'd want to measure the upside potential of success.
Yeah. And we don't want to just, throw mud against the wall and hope something sticks if it's just you don't have any legitimate claim. But if it's within a zone of reasonableness, I'd say try to be as aggressive as we can on that one.
And I assume that's the position we'd be taking, but I can certainly talk with him more quickly about potential outside attorneys that I can then make inquiries to and get rates and see if there's conflicts, because one of the big things would be to get someone near the courthouse, near the eastern part of the state, to save on travel and time and all of that. That's one big way that you are kind of throwing money away if you have to get somebody that has to travel back and forth all the time. So I can produce some of that background information, and we'll see if we have options.
This will all be handled out of Cass County?
This is Cass, yes.
I always like the idea of growing the legal base of people we can call on.
Okay. So I can get that legwork done, and then we'll have the conversation also, and we'll be ready at that point, if that's okay. I don't think there's any actual filings or anything that really need to be made. There are these things that need to be reviewed, like the license, a filing that's come in from Legamax, and informal filing. But they all have to be reviewed, but they need additional legal scrutiny before they come to the commission, at which point they will probably be on a closed meeting. And then I always put Falkirk on my insolvency list. I know it isn't, but we do have some a little bit of legwork to do on that that we can handle here at this point in time. If it comes to anything more, we'll be back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Scheduling. Is there anything else for discussion?
Where's Jerry?
Before we move on?
Jerry?
Don't wake him up.
Quick. All right. C1, commission meetings, future commission meetings.
I gave Daryl some thoughts after our discussions yesterday.
Mm-hmm. We're scheduled through the end of June, is that right?
What I wanted to do is, actually for June, is take the 13th and 27th and put them in one meeting, June 20th. Take some time off. Take a family vacation, maybe. If that works for you.
There must be some sort of sync issue between this calendar and the one, because I don't have any commission meetings scheduled on here. But okay, so you're looking at the 13th?
The 20th.
Combining the 13th, yeah, 13th to the 20th. Yeah, that's fine.
So just do one the June 20th.
Yep.
All right, then we're looking... To complete the commission schedule through December. We're looking at one meeting. That'd be July 11th.
July? Yep, 11th is fine.
And then August 1st and 22nd.
Okay.
And then...
Three weeks.
Then September 12th and September 26th.
Yep.
October 10th and October 24th.
Okay.
And then November 14th and the 28th.
So we bracket around Thanksgiving then.
Right, right. And December 12th through and the 21st.
I just threw the 21st out there. I didn't know, like, the year-end meeting. Unless you want to go back to the December 31st history, Tony, we can do that for you.
No.
That work for you, Kev?
Yeah. Yep.
And that would schedule us out through December, then.
Good.
Oh, let's see. What? I'm sorry, when in November did you say we were going to have meetings?
The 14th and the 28th, Tony.
Okay, 14 and 28.
See, if Jerry doesn't butt in, then Pat's almost like certain to. What do you mean?
I do have one comment, I guess, changing the June meeting, because June 27th is just before July 1 when those tariffs would be due, when those tariffs would have to go into effect.
We'll get that out, and we'll have a special meeting if need be.
Okay. Very good.
We can't predict. Get that letter out and give them a drop dead date, and then we'll go from there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if we have to do a special on the 29th, that's fine.
That's fine, yep.
Okay. Hearing. Sue. Oh, the auctioneer license.
Yeah. We need to schedule something. He did request a hearing, and you should have a copy of his letter. Okay. And the auction statute provides that it has to be set within 60 days, which would be June 21. So somewhere between May 16th, which would give us sufficient days to give him notice. Between May 16th and June 21, it would be a...
Do we don't have the notice draft about
No, we don't.
Say that again, May 16th then.
June 21.
Ooh, that's bad.
Although we've got a, with publication dates and so on and so forth, I mean, our next commission meeting isn't until...
We wouldn't publish. You wouldn't have to publish this notice. But we probably need a meeting to issue the notice. And had I thought of it, I might have had it ready for today, but it's not.
Sure.
I can do the May 17th that morning. And after that, I'm kind of tied up for a while.
Well, we need a minimum of 20 days, and we need to issue it. So I think if you push it farther out.
Okay, that's fine.
Sorry, but...
What's the...
Well, let's look at the third week of June, fourth week of June.
June?
When
is the next?
Well, we might have to have a special meeting. I was just thinking, if we're pushing it out for timing purposes, it might be easier, but... Unless you want to hold it in May.
Well, if we have to have a notice of hearing that the commission approves, then you'd have to have a special meeting first in order to act on that notice of hearing.
It,
how about if it's on for the meeting of May 20th and the hearing is held, what do you have between, well, he has to have 20 days, so 20th would be June 10th. 9th, 10th?
The next meeting's the 16th, so the first...
I thought we were rescheduling it to the 20th.
20th. June 20th.
No, June 20th.
Oh, June 20th. I'm sorry. I have May down here. So May 16th is a hearing? Is the next meeting date?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So 23 days from that.
After May 16th would be 15.
Early.
And 23 days would be 8. After the 8th of June, between the 8th and the 20th of June?
18, 19, 20, or?
21st.
Do you want to have it the afternoon of the commission meeting instead of an informal? The 20th?
June 20th? That would work.
You're here.
Well, although if we... I don't want to drag this out needlessly for him either. If we've got a, if he can get a decision, that would be good. So maybe if we could act on it by the 20th, is that at all possible or not? If you held it like the 18th?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's fine with me.
I can't imagine it'll be a long order one way or another.
I doubt it.
June 18th?
If we have the hearing the 18th and... Work session the 19th.
Yeah. Vote on the 20th.
Vote on at the 20th.
Yeah. June 19th.
What time on the 18th?
It's 2 afternoons, so he can drive down from wherever he lives.
Sure.
Bell Court.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Sure.
We going to schedule the work session as well then?
Sure.
So it'd be 19th. What time would we want to do that?
I don't know, 10 a.m.?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Work session, 2013-15 biennial budget.
This is a request from Josh, just looking at getting commissioners' input on the direction that we that we'd like to go with the budget.
Okay.
At least to start getting the preliminary things together.
When are you thinking?
Josh, you're going to need specific time. Yeah. The directors.
Next Thursday, I'm pretty open. In the morning, wide open.
The third?
The third.
May 3rd?
in the morning, if that works for you, gents.
I'll be out, but it's I don't necessarily have to be there.
How about Tuesday, the 1st?
No, I'm going to go pick up my daughter from school that day.
About the 8th?
In the morning?
Sure.
Sure.
Works for me.
Okay.
The 8th?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Oh, sure, get that hearing the 7th. That'll be perfect.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Seems to, did we move something down to scheduling what we're going to...
Oh, the big stone.
Big stone, yeah.
That should be on there.
You know, I'm just thinking. Yeah, that's scary. The 20th isn't going to work for... Or the 19th was a work session. I don't think we're going to... Oh, that's okay. Forget it. I was going to say we're not going to be here on the 20th, but we don't need to be here.
Yeah. We don't need to be here. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No problem.
I'm not going that day. I would be impressed.
Yeah. Is there an order? We must have an order ready, huh? To, for the work session? We don't?
They don't that yet.
Close, I'll bet. What do you do in your spare time?
How about that May 8th for a work session?
Yeah, actually, that's, I was thinking the same. Is that doable?
It gives you time to get your draft out, and then we can look at it. And then if we have changes individually back before the work session.
So May 8th for which works? I'm sorry.
Okay.
11 o'clock?
11.
The other one's at 10, right? So when we have a draft over? All right, fair enough.
Okay. That works for me. Just to revisit this one, I...
Which one's this one?
Well, the auctioneer license one. Does it... What is the earliest we can have it? I'm just thinking about for for someone to get a final answer.
Yeah, we can give
it. It's like he applied in January. If we're not going to hold the hearing, and, I mean, it might be nice to just so he has a
special meeting
final answer. Even if we have to have a special meeting for the notice, that's fine.
We can do that on phone. I mean, that's not...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay, so...
The 16th of May would be the very earliest.
That we could have a hearing. And that's if we had a special meeting soon, right?
23 days from today.
Yeah, we'd have to have a... When are you, do we have a special meeting scheduled later this week? Do you have anything at all that
is... schedule a special meeting
pending?
Today.
Pending?
Yeah.
Well, why not this afternoon? We'd just notice it out.
We could do that.
Do it at,
that's fine.
Do it during informal time on the 16th?
Sure.
I'd have to
call in. Quick.
That'd be fine.
All right, so the hearing will be May 16th?
1:30.
Okay, 1:30, May 16th.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does the work session change then?
Yeah,
so take that off.
Okay.
We can schedule a work session at that time, I guess. Then. I mean, we don't have to...
We don't need it, no. Okay.
I don't think we need to schedule a work session now, do we?
No, that's a good point.
Okay. Okay.
But at least we'll have the hearing a little earlier.
Thank you, John.
So what time are you going to shoot for the special meeting today?
We have to do the notice.
Later?
Yeah. Later.
Let's do it early.
I haven't looked at one. And I need
1:30 on the 16th is going to be the hearing.
We'll grab the one
on May 16th.
The last time.
If we have a special meeting at 2 o'clock, is that too early or 3 o'clock?
Yes.
3 would be better than 2.
Okay.
p.m.
Okay. Anything else for scheduling or for the good of the order? Hearing none, we'll close the meeting. Thank you.